This is Pete Cironis with Dots and Bridges, and I am here with Samara Shulman, On Point Consulting President. Great to see and hear you.
Great to see you as well, Pete.
I was thinking about a topic, and I'm in the midst of reading a book called Think and Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. It's one of his many books, and I'm enjoying it, and it's awesome, and it's apropos for me and my life. It's not just about the riches financially, it's also about balance. So I thought, hey, let me ask Samara what she's reading. So are you reading anything at the moment?
Well, we're actually reading Deep Work: Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World, which is a very long
Wow.
title by Cal Newport. I say we because we do a really cool thing at On Point. Our headquarters gets together every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and we choose a different leadership or management book. And we don't call it a book club, we call it a lunch and learn, but it's a chance for all of us to kind of get together, either in person or virtually, have lunch and discuss these books and these different leadership methods and different learning opportunities and whatnot. So, yeah, that's the book that we're currently reading. It brings up some interesting points. I'm halfway through, so I don't want to say the main point of the book, but what I think is the premise of the book is really putting aside time and this thing called deep work. And it has to do with kind of the flow state and really to be able to churn out good work and deep work. You've got to get into either a ritual or every day you're doing 4 hours of work, no distractions. I mean, we talked before about how much information we constantly have going at us via email or Facebook or Twitter or whatever everybody's checking these days. So it's finding time to do that. Or it's saying to yourself, all right, whenever I have the chance, I'm going to go to this part of the house and I'm not going to be distracted and I'm going to sit for 30 to 60 minutes and get X done. While I don't think it's necessarily the habits that I would adapt or I would work best under, it does bring up an excellent point to me and is a great reminder of how important it is when forming a team and working with a team and just practicing the same culture of a team to really recognize how differently people do work and hopefully to be able to give them that space and that setting to be able to do that. Just to be able to get the most efficiency out of a person, which just takes conversations and giving that person the space and a safe space to say, hey, I work best when I do X, Y, or Z, and just discussing things like that.
What comes to mind, that the phrase that being a multitasker, it doesn't always translate into being efficient. And I used to think, oh, I can juggle. And even as you say, in a post-pandemic world where we really are all connected 24/7, the world is moving at such a fast clip that the adaptation and you hiring people and that sort of thing, giving folks the freedom to maybe when your work, but it's not a 9 to 5 world we live in. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. In this book, you would like it because it talks about how we don't want to be multitasking because every time you change something, even though you don't realize it, you've first got to catch up and you've got to let the last thing go in your mind and you need to free your mind for focus of this new thing.
I could tell you that when you have a culture that is really daily, sounds like working on how to bring cohesion and recognizing one another's strengths, and that it's not this hierarchical form of leadership, because I know you and I've talked that you welcome that. Now, that's a testament to your leadership style. I think it's pretty cool that you do this sort of thing. If I had a team of your size, maybe it's something I do, but I do enjoy a good read and talking about you with it. But yeah, any parting shot?
If anybody out there has read the book, let us know. Leave your thoughts. Reach out to any of us at On Point. We've read it as well. We'd love to discuss and any of the topics that come up, always up for discussion.
I love it. Well, I look forward to connecting with you again soon and appreciate the impromptu and sharing of what you're reading these days. Thanks, Samara.
And thanks, Pete.